As our series draws to a close, we'll hear a last time from Percy Goring, Britain's last surviving Gallipoli veteran. When the 75th anniversary of the landings drew near, he was determined to return to Suvla Bay. This is despite the fact that he'd been more than happy to see the back of the peninsula on the first occasion. Listen to his summation of the Gallipoli campaign from an earlier episode.
In conclusion, Anzac, the conditions there were terrible. Water, one bottle per day per man for everything, and the result was that we all stank. Lice, millions of them, and you could not get rid of them. Rations, never enough, nearly always the same, week in and week out. Health, everybody I knew had what I had, dysentery. Entertainment, none. Parcels by post, none. Absolutely bloody nothing. And worst of all, you could not get away, as the farthest point in Anzac was about 1,000 yards. The headquarters staff, in my opinion, were hopeless. No wonder we did not get anywhere. The only good thing was the evacuation. We at the last could not imagine how we even got away from Anzac and Suvla without one casualty. Fantastic.
Percy was born in the East End of London in 1894. He fought with the East Anglia Royal Engineers, but spent the majority of his time alongside the Australian Diggers, and later in life moved to Bunbury. The fact that he was a member of the British Armed Forces proved a stumbling block when the Australian government began preparations to take Gallipoli campaigners to Anzac Cove for the 75th anniversary of the landings.
Well, I was hoping that I could go back with them, and I had a word with Mr. Chris Mills of the RSL in Bunbury, and they got on the job and several members of Parliament to try and get me to go with the Anzacs, but it wasn't to be. I eventually got a letter from the Minister for Veterans Affairs to the effect that as I was with the Imperial Forces, although I spent a lot of my time at Anzac, I wasn't eligible to go. So the RSL, Members of Parliament, and I don't know who else, got busy, and I eventually went with a private party. We got to Istanbul about 2 days before the big party was going to be at Anzac. And the road to Anzac runs so that you can see the sea all the way along. It runs through the bush, and halfway there we ran into another roadblock, and they would not let us go through. And our tour manager had a brainwave. He got me out, I got my medals on, I was a Gallipoli veteran, and he got me out on the coach headlights, and he told them a fairy tale. And I was to meet the Anzacs when we got to Anzac, and I'd be with them again, and it was all arranged. And eventually, he talked them into it, and they let us through. We got to about 1 kilometre from Anzac, roadblock. It was about 12 at night. And the meeting in the morning, sunrise, was about 5 o'clock. So we got hours to wait, and I said I wasn't going to wait. They said, well, there's plenty of room on the beach. I said, well, you go and sit on it. I'm not going to sit on the beach for 4 or 5 hours in the cold. I'll stop on the bus. So I was getting myself ready to try and have a few minutes' sleep. A taxi came along, and our manager went out and stopped them. And he told them about me, wanting to get me down to Anzac. And I was too far for me to walk, as I was 95 years old. And the fella in the taxi said, well, I'll take him down. He says, get him out of the bus. I'll turn the car around and I'll take him down. The road was completely blocked with people, and the bush each side was blocked with people. There was literally thousands of people there. Standing alongside the road was two Australian soldiers standing there with torches, and they came straight over to us to want to know who we was and what we was doing. And one of them come round, shone his torch onto me, and said, "Come on, Percy, we'll get you in to where the Anzacs are all going to sit." And he took me up to the crowd in the bush, shone the torch on me, and shouted out, "Make way for an Anzac Gallipoli veteran." And the crowd started to clap, and the crowd opened up and left a gap for us to go through.
Percy always said that luck was a large part of his survival of the Great War, and once again, luck had been on his side. At the age of 95, Percy needed all of his toughness and determination to be present at the dawn ceremony.